Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the Planning Board. Thank you very much for having the Islesboro Group as the interested parties. My name is Arch Gillies. I'm a native New Yorker, but 44 years ago, my wife and I came to Islesboro for our honeymoon, and we came back for 38 years after that every summer. And 6 years ago, we decided to move here from New York, and we're now full-time residents. My background is that I've been in government and public policy and politics sometimes for my entire career. 50 years ago this year, Governor Nelson Rockefeller appointed me director of the New York City Office of the New York State Regional Development Corporation, which dealt with the interests, sometimes the conflicts, that arise between jurisdictions, between county and county, between city and county, between town and town, between town and state. Out of those 12 years that I spent with him, we developed the New York State Urban Development Corporation, the Metropolitan Transportation Corporation, all imaginative and still going on, productive regional organizations that were able to adjudicate the needs and interests of people nearby, but not necessarily within the same jurisdiction. On Monday night, the DCP attorney asserted that this issue did not have regional concern or was not a regional concern. I heard that on the radio, on NPR, and my first thought was, well, if NPR puts it on, clearly it must be a regional issue. But seriously, I would assert, and I think most people would assert, that Penobscot Bay, its influences, as has been detailed here, go far beyond any jurisdiction, any particular town. And we really have to look at this in a way in which we can respond to each other and support each other. When the LPG proposal was brought to the attention of the Islesboro Board of Selectmen last spring by Steve Miller, our response was immediate. We were terribly concerned for all the reasons that have been so well put by the residents of Islesboro here tonight. So we wrote a letter, as you know, to Sears Board Planning Board saying that we were concerned. And we copied it at the bottom to the other towns of Waldo County and Knox County and to our congressional delegation. Much to our, frankly, surprise, we found that other towns responded. And my last count, 8 additional towns wrote to you all saying, we are concerned. These proposed tankers, these proposed trucks, this tank will affect the region in every possible way. And therefore, please listen to our concerns. Beyond that, we know that the applicant has relied on the mutual aid agreements which exist between the towns and between the counties. We're part of that. We would contribute what we could. We're a very outgoing island, even being an island. But we have no capacity to help if we're on an island. So you're looking to other towns in Waldo County. Well, Islesboro contributes some $1 million of the $7.5 million Waldo County budget. So we feel as if we're participating at least financially, if not able to do so by personnel. I just add one point to the comment that Bill Warren made about real estate, summer residents, tourists. In contrast to lots of economic development that get localized, a mine, a bank, a downtown development, tourism and summer homes are highly discretionary. Over lunch, a tourist family can decide, let's not go here, let's go there. Over a generation or two, a summer home family can say, this place is getting too dangerous, too crowded, too built up, let's move on to Nova Scotia. The residents of Aldborough have that flexibility. It's discretionary income. Steve Miller, I think, correctly pointed to the parts of your comprehensive plan that allow the City Port Planning Board, in our judgment, to consider other towns, to consider the Penobscot Bay, to consider other citizens who rely on these resources, and to consider any development that might possibly adversely affect those islands and those people and the regional towns along the bay. It's a complicated task for you all. I spent my entire working life trying to work out agreements between different kinds of jurisdictions. Planning, development is not easy. It's not easy, especially when it involves two counties, two towns, I don't know how many, 950 square miles or so of Penobscot Bay. I don't know how many jurisdictions, but a good number. All we can ask, I believe, is that you consider through your comprehensive plan, through your instincts, through your common sense, and as Ali says, through your hearts, that we live here and we rely on the same things that you rely on. I think I have to comment on one point. I appreciate so much the patience that the Searsport Planning Board members and all the people who helped them out are putting into this. This is one hell of a deal you guys are involved in. And I appreciate especially your willingness to stay open into January so that you can receive the Good Harbor report. A report of which we are all looking forward to with anticipation and some nervousness. I have to tell you that when, as you know, we first proposed to the Planning Board that the Planning Board directly contract with Good Harbor, that was last June, and when you said no, for undoubtedly good reasons, we decided that we could somehow raise the money and retain Richard Clark and his group. So we had a preliminary meeting, and Mr. Clark looked me in the eye and he said, you understand that we are independent? And I said, yes, you're an independent consultant. He said, no, we are independent. We will do our work. We will give you a report, and it will be a report that we write and that we conclude. And if you like it, that's fine. If you don't like it, too bad. I have to tell you, I have to go and talk to my colleagues to see if this is exactly what we want. And our conclusion was, yes, we want the best. And frankly, yes, we have no other choice. We now knew it was Martin Buber, and it was I Thou. We had come upon Richard Clark. He was the best. We couldn't turn back. So we are looking forward to this as much as I'm sure DCP is and as sure as you all are. And I do appreciate your holding open the hearings so we would be able to have the benefit of his firm's conclusions. So that's what I have to say. I believe we have made the case that this is a truly regional matter. We would like to be helpful in any way we can. We're neighbors. Steve Miller spent a lot of time in Searsport over the years. Andrew Fish is here. Everybody here are Mainers, including me now. And I look forward to a successful conclusion of these hearings in January. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Art.